I think that throughout the crypto industry, a lot of people think that Trump's policies will support their asset value. So there's widespread kind of sentiment and consensus that a Trump administration is good for the industry.
But why is he good for the industry? Has he said things that are friendly toward the crypto world?
As part of his campaign, Trump kind of positioned himself as the crypto president. He famously went to the Bitcoin conference in Nashville to proclaim himself as the Bitcoin president, as the crypto president. And he basically, in his campaign, outlined a lot of supposedly strong policies for the crypto industry, which included, first of all, preparing a strategic Bitcoin reserve. He recently suggested that there would be no capital gains tax on American crypto assets, so that's any cryptocurrency that is created in the United States. He's pledged to create a crypto advisory council, which will help his administration make more educated and more informed decisions moving forward. And he's suggested that there'll be better relationships between crypto businesses and banking partners. Now, those are kind of four of the main reasons, but I think the overarching point is that the previous administration under Harris and Biden, the SEC made a regulation by enforcement campaign against the crypto industry as a whole and kind of targeted a lot of businesses like Coinbase, like Binance, without providing clear legislation around what and how crypto businesses should be operating as. So in that time, they made a lot of lawsuits and started a lot of legal procedures against crypto businesses.
Well, it sounds like you're saying it's going to be deregulated a lot under the Trump administration. And the reason perhaps that the Biden-Harris administration had some more controls over is because isn't it true that it's kind of seen as like the black market and a lot of things that can't be sold. And I'm not talking just about drugs, but other things that cannot be sold on the regular market, they're sold cryptocurrency or Bitcoin and other types of cryptocurrency, right?
That can happen, but that can also happen with U.S. cash. So Brian Armstrong famously once, Brian Armstrong, who is the founder of Coinbase, which is one of the most popular cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, said that less than 1% of crypto transactions are used for illegal purposes. And compared to the U.S. cash percent of 4%, that's kind of a dramatically reduced number. So yes, crypto can be used for illegal reasons, but so can any currency, really.
What is cryptocurrency, if you can define it for us, and how is it currently regulated?
So cryptocurrency as a whole is a financial system built on a public ledger. So the idea behind Bitcoin is that the Bitcoin network is almost a public good in a sense that it's operated completely everywhere around the world. Anyone who has access to the internet has access to Bitcoin. No one owns it. No one controls it. It's operated by contributors to the network. And the cryptocurrency itself is just a way of maintaining governance and of powering that system so that everyone can use it. It's a collective push for a more decentralized financial system globally.
Because of what you just said, how it's not ruled by governments or owned by anyone, really, is cryptocurrency big in world markets like in Africa, where local currencies often fall victim to erratic governments, shaky governments? There's been coups. Are Africans getting involved in cryptocurrency?
Yeah, so Africans are hugely involved in cryptocurrency. And we see huge rates of cryptocurrency adoption in places like Argentina and Venezuela, where there are really poor kind of histories of financial interest rates were going really high. Huge rates of adoption in India and Pakistan. So in places where currencies typically are more volatile against the US dollar, crypto is exceedingly popular. And that's also because of access to stable coins, which are cryptocurrency assets that are pegged directly to the value of the US dollar. So in a lot of places like Nigeria, people have actually stopped transacting in the local currency, in the Naira, in favor of using US denominated stable coins.